Well, like I say, I'm disappointed that they didn't at least come to the table and start some negotiations again. We're got to be optimistic that they will get together and we'll reach some kind of agreement. Still supportive of President Trump, trying to get some of the problems in trade rectified. You know, the Chinese, since 2009, have dropped us from being their primary supplier of soybeans at 51% down to 37% now. That would help the trade deficit if they get it back up to us being their primary supplier. Those kind of things are things that need to be addressed.
The market, of course, has come down quite a bit here. Some of that's due to, you know, pretty good crop conditions around the country in a lot of areas. But this is hurting, right?
It's mainly fund trading. Speculators and funds bailing out. You know, the supply and demand, if you look at the numbers, are still very good. This is a market driven down by speculators, which, you know, they usually make or break a market. They can drive it really high or they can drive it really low. The fundamentals are still there, but we have to live with what they do in driving the market. So for right now, it doesn't look very good. You know, you have to sit on the sidelines and not sell anything and hope that they do get their head on straight and let's get this back to where it should be.
Okay, so I know, you know, Iowa Soybean Association, of course, like many others, has worked very hard to build the market with China over the years. And so you're looking at both some short-term and possibly long-term consequences here?
Well, hopefully it's just short-term. Long-term, I don't want to see, because then we could turn into a residual supplier of soybeans to China or all over the world. But we are working on those markets all over the world, all the time. The Soybean Association plus the National Association, USAC, USB, are continually working to try to increase demand all over the world for soybeans.
I guess one of the concerns is that Brazil is obviously a competitor, a big competitor, that, you know, they're going to use this opportunity to maybe strengthen their infrastructure and become even more competitive there.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they would. You know, we would do the same thing. You've got to do everything in your power, but I guess I would call using Brazil as your only supplier, putting all your eggs in one basket, that takes away competition. If Brazil decides they want to charge an exorbitant price for their soybeans, then what? The Chinese have no choice but to pay it because they have no other. There are some other countries that supply China with some soybeans, but not to the extent that the United States does.
What would you like to see happen here? What would you like to see happen here short term?
Short term, I'd like to see them get back to the table. Try to work out an agreement. You know, it's not good for us. It's not good for them. Nobody wins, especially when China's using food as a weapon in a trade war. That is not a good thing, in my opinion. You know, that's taking food away from their own people. I just don't understand why you would use that in a trade war. You don't have to have a big screen TV like President Trump put tariffs on, those kind of things. But food you need. That's what you've got to have to survive. So it's kind of strange to me that a country would hurt their own people by doing what they're doing.